The Dawn on iRadio. Right, a very good morning to you and welcome to the second hour of the Dawn program here on iRadio, a live broadcast from the capital, Juba. My name is Emmanuel Joseph Akile. It's Friday, the 31st of March, 2023. Well, let's talk about education, where the academic year 2023-2024 officially began on February 6, 2023. Remember, the Ministry of General Education and Instruction announced that pupils and parents should adhere to the new academic calendar, the post-COVID-19 calendar. But enrollment and attendance has so far been low in most parts of the country. So to put this into perspective and to find the way forward, I'm joined live in the studio by David Loela Lodu, the Director General for Basic and Secondary Education, National Ministry of General Education and Instruction, and also David Malish, Quality Education Trainer from JES, that is the Girls Education South Sudan. It's good to have both of you in the studio. Good morning. Now, let me begin with you, Loela, from the Ministry. What is your overall assessment on the level of enrollment and also attendance of learners in school this year as we speak?
We have discussed over in the ministry, and we realized that we have inspectors who have gone to schools in Juba and then other states, and they're reporting that some schools have not yet started enrollment, and then others have started. And actually, enrollment is extremely poor.
And can you tell us what could be the reason behind that from the perspective of General Education Ministry?
Taban, this one is very important. There's no any reason that make them not to start classes. I don't think there's no any reason. Because if there's the issue of school fee, it has been abolished by President of the Republic, and then we reiterated in the ministry by Honorable Awudeng that it is a free education. So there's no any reason why the students are not going, or the pupils are not going to register this one. Difficulties, let's say it was because of the issue of school fee, the so-called school fee. But this year, 2023-2024, no school fee. Or any student should not even pay even £100 to a school, because there's a money being released by National Minister of Finance to our ministry. And then this money has been given to all schools. Yeah.
And also, on that, recently, or this week actually, Awudeng Achil, the minister herself, mentioned that three schools were found violating the directives.
Yeah, this is information from the inspector of the school. They brought it, and it is really true. At Labara, Alip is at Labara East. They are paying, demanding from parents 32,000, and then Melekea, 35,000. Juba One girls also, they are taking money from students. And then Honorable Minister Awudeng Achil said the school administration to return this money back immediately to their parents. No any single money to be taken from the parents, because the money is coming for all these activities in the schools.
Right. And Malish, let me bring you in there. We just heard from Loela talking about poor attendance of pupils or students, and just has been on top of these for years now, helping the education sector in South Sudan, especially girls. But how do you look at the this year, especially the poor enrollment and attendance of pupils in schools?
Well, thank you very much. This issue of enrollment and attendance is a very big issue. I personally moved to different states. I moved to schools, and I witnessed that's a very big issue. And to me, I'm looking at several factors. One could be the sudden change of the academic calendar. Remember, people were thinking that the last academic year would end on the 31st, which is today, before the following academic year. But due to the sudden change, many parents and learners still think that they are supposed to resume by next month. That is one factor. Two, much as there has been clear communication that schools should resume on the 6th of Feb, there is reluctance from both parents and learners, because it is a sole responsibility of a parent to ensure that their children go to school. Because if I'm a parent, my children are at home with me, yet I know they are supposed to be in school. What do I take? That is one big issue that I've looked at. And I'm actually getting so much worried, because we have 210 instruction days in one academic year. Now we are like completing 2 months. Imagine these 2 months have already gone. That is roughly 40 working days. So if we subtract 40 from the 210, we shall be left with like 170 instruction days. Yet they have already learned nothing within these 2 months. And imagine that these are learners who are supposed to complete the curriculum so that they will be able to transition to the next classes. What will happen? Definitely it will affect their performance moving forward.
And Lawila, what about statistics? Because you're from the ministry, do you have any number approximately how many have turned up this year, for instance, compared to last year? Because you said it is poor.
They're still bringing the information of regarding the statistics. Mm. It's not yet. They are still collecting. We have sent inspectors all over the country to bring us the statistics. How many students have received pupils, have registered in secondary and primary.
And this year, since we are witnessing something negative, Malish, how is JES really involved here to at least help or bring on board parents or encourage guardians and parents to take their children to school?
Well, JES at the moment is doing a lot on realizing that the attendance and enrollment is very low. JES has gone ahead by ensuring that we conduct what we call back-to-school campaign in all the states and all the counties. We have school officers who operate in all the counties in South Sudan.